About your home in Europe. Where did you live? Like the name of your town.
We used to call Sicilia.
Sicilia. And where was this? What country? Was this a
village? Russia. It was a Russia.
It was a village in Russia.
Yeah.
All right. What type of a house?
Not a village, a small town.
A small town. And was what type of a house did you live in?
A wooden house.
A wooden house?
Wooden.
How many rooms?
One bedroom and
One floor.
One floor, yeah.
Yes, a frame house. And did you, how many people lived in the house with you? Like, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
No, just our family.
How many did you, you weren't the oldest.
No.
How many brothers and sisters did you have at that time?
I was the third one. We were five children.
Five children. So there were two older and two younger.
Two older died in America.
I see. Well, apparently you... how old were you when you came to this country?
I was 14.
So then, did you work while you were in Europe?
I did everything.
Like what, for instance?
Everything, shine shoes and...
Any work that you could get?
Any work.
What did your father do?
He was an American at that time.
I see. And what was the language that you spoke in your house?
Jewish.
Any other language? What kind of schooling did you have?
Yes, a cheder.
You went to cheder. What was your synagogue like? Could
out
you describe
of wood, out of wood.
A little frame? Was it like a...
Wood, yeah.
Did you attend services?
Oh, yeah. Nothing else to do but to attend services.
Uh-huh. What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
We were too young to... After I was 10, when I was 10, I left my town. We were refugees until I was 14, all over different parts of the Europe.
I see. Did you belong to any social groups or
no,
such? Your
I was
parents?
Too young, too
your, did your parents? No. What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews, Russia?
Different. At that time, I was too young to know, but later on, it was different governments that changed hands.
Mm-hmm. But at the time that you were too young to realize that there was anything.
Too young to realize.
Uh-huh. Why did you leave Russia?
Why? Because they chased us out as refugees, the Austrian soldiers. They were fighting on the German side. They retreated. They took us along.
The Austrian soldiers took the refugees along as they came and fought in your town.
As they retreated, they had to go. They took the civilian people with them.
Oh, I see. And then...
Since then, I didn't see our town again.
You never saw it again after you left. Why did you come to the United States?
Because my father was ill.
I see. And he sent for you?
Yeah.
I see. Now, did you have a definite destination? Was he in Pittsburgh at the time?
Yeah.
He was living here, and that's why you came here. Were you part of a group that traveled together?
No.
No, you just came as your family. How did you travel from your town to the port?
From my town?
Yeah, I know you came by ship, but how did you get to the ship?
To Danzig.
How did you go by
to
train?
By train.
By train?
Yeah.
Until you took the ship where?
To Rotterdam, to Holland. never took another ship.
And what class did you...
Was the third class.
Third class, uh-huh. Do you remember it?
The ship that we took to Holland, that's all I remember, was Rotterdam.
Mm-hmm. Now, who met you when you finally arrived in America? Did anybody meet you?
I think it was my father, Cassegarden.
That was in New York. He came to meet you at the ship. Uh-huh. And did you bring any papers or any items with you to the United States? Do you remember bringing anything? Did your family brought anything?
No.
Any kind of...
Nothing valuable, no.
Nothing. Is your name the same as it was in Europe? It was...
Cummins?
No, I mean your family name.
Yeah,
it wasn't
Katz,
changed.
Katz.
Katz was your name in Russia, and it's remained your name here. Carl, what first impressed you when you came to the United States? What was your first impression?
I was glad to be here.
You were glad to have arrived.
Sure. I didn't have to chase around. I went to school. It was a difficult...
But, I mean, when you first came, did you feel safe?
I was nervous.
You were nervous?
Yeah.
But you were happy?
Because I faced a new world.
You were facing a new world and you were happy. What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh? Do you remember arriving in Pittsburgh? What first impressed you? Was it the geography of the topography of the city, or the people, or the... What was it that first impressed you?
The only thing, I haven't seen my father for a long time.
Well, that you saw him in New York, but then when you came to Pittsburgh, do you remember your first impression? Can you think back to the little boy that came to Pittsburgh? You can't remember your first impression of Pittsburgh. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? What was it like?
It wasn't a winter time. The end of 1919, beginning of 19, right before Christmas, like this time it came.
Uh-huh.
First snow on the ground, a lot of snow.
You remember?
Yeah. And
did you go straight to a house that your father had for you? Do you remember that?
Yeah, they used to room.
He had a room.
Yeah.
And he took the
time
family.
We were there for a couple of days. Then he rented a house on Bedford Avenue. 1629 Bedford.
You still remember it. Isn't that something? Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
No.
You weren't disappointed at all? You were...
Except the rich food I couldn't eat. I couldn't eat an apple.
You couldn't get... That was rich. You couldn't get used to the...
Used to vomit at that.
And you still remember
that? All year round, really.
You remember. Was there any point in the... during the first 5 years when you felt that you weren't treated justly because you were an immigrant? Did you find anything
that... glad to be here.
I mean, did anybody mistreat you in any way?
No.
That you can remember you were treated kindly?
I was very good in school. I was supposed to be good in school, that's all I know.
And you were treated not in any way because you were an immigrant that came from a foreign country?
Oh, no.
Everything was nice. After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here? Well, your goal
was... I was too young to know. I got jobs, different jobs, that's all I know.
And you went to school?
1 year.
Mm-hmm.
1 year I went to school. The rest, I helped my father out in the food store. Then I got jobs.
Carl, where was your first home? You said on Bedford Avenue, and you still remember the address. What was the neighborhood like?
Mostly Jewish.
How long did you live there?
1 year.
Yes. And
then we moved to Miller Street in our own home.
Oh, from that rented house on Bedford Avenue, you moved to your own home
on
Miller
Street.
And did your father bought it?
Yeah.
I see. What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
I worked for my father in the food store, and I worked in the wholesale shoes, and I worked in a store boy in the department stores, and then in the shoe department.
Did you get training for any of this work?
No.
You just took the job. You were hired. How much, do you remember how much you earned when you first started?
$8, $9, $10 a week. I remember $12 was decent pay.
$12 a week.
Was decent pay for
this
a young
was after boy. After you were here a couple of years.
Oh yeah, more than 2 years.
More than 2 years.
Yeah.
What were your hours like? Did you work long hours, or did you seem to feel overworked, or did you feel
comfortable?
No. You were satisfied.
Work didn't bother me.
Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
No.
Never. How long did you remain at this kind
of
work?
On Saturdays I did, Jewish holidays.
Oh, you did work on Saturday.
The pond store, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you belong to any kind of trade union?
No,
you were too young.
No, too young.
Yeah. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
Contracting
work. Uh-huh. What schooling did you have? You said you only had 1 year.
1 year.
In Pittsburgh. Uh-huh.
Lecce School.
At Lecce School, yeah. How did you learn to speak English?
Yes. Picked it up.
You picked it up.
Yeah.
You didn't have any formal training to learn English. Did you learn to write English the same way?
Same way. I didn't know anything when I came here.
And you picked up the reading and the writing
and
the speaking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did your Gentile classmates treat you?
In America?
Yes, uh-huh.
I didn't come across too many of them.
You didn't? No. There weren't too many. It was predominantly
but,
Jewish.
But as far as I know, they never mistreated me. Nothing stands out.
Did you go to cheder after school?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No. You got your cheder training in Russia.
Yeah, I was 10, that's all.
Uh-huh. Did you like music? Did you like music?
Yeah, I always liked music.
Did you play a musical instrument?
Yeah, banjo.
What? You played a banjo?
Banjo.
That's right.
Well, they can.
I don't know. Did you go to concerts?
No.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Yeah, I went to concerts a couple times.
But I'm talking about the first 5 years that you were here. Did you go to the Jewish theater?
Jewish theater? I went a lot of the Jewish theater.
But do you think that you went the first 5 years that you were here?
I
say when you were, you would have been about 19 years old, 18, 19. Did you go around that time?
Yeah.
You did. Did you go go to any other theaters, to the movies or the theater?
Yeah,
you did attend. And did you attend any lectures?
No.
No, you didn't. Did you go to the public library? Did you, what Pittsburgh newspapers did you read at that time?
The Forward.
The Forward, yeah. None of the English newspapers at that time.
I didn't read much.
Because
it was difficult. I was too young.
Yeah, it was difficult, uh-huh. When you came to the United States, Carl, did you think of yourself as religious?
At that time, yes.
In what way?
Well, I went to a shul every time I got a chance, and I didn't eat ham or shrimp or any of those things. I mean, we were raised in a Jewish home in America.
Did you change any of your religious practices during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No.
Well, you worked on Saturdays.
But
that was about it.
That's about it.
Because you were forced to work in the department stores, isn't that what
you said? To
make
a living.
To make a living, uh-huh. Did you attend synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
You sure?
Where?
On the Chartwell on the Miller Street.
Was this the first 5 years during the first 5 years?
Yeah.
Yes. When you moved to Miller Street.
To.
Yeah, you moved to Miller Street and then you attended to the Russian shore there.
Yeah,
sure. What was it like then, the synagogue? Was it like it is now? What was it like? Can you remember?
Well,
can you describe it?
Not yet. It was, at that time, it was a lot of people. Now you got nothing.
Oh, at that time, when you were a young boy?
There was
when you
a
first
lot
moved
of
to
people.
Miller Street? There were a lot of people attending.
It was a Jewish temple, a lot of people.
And that's where they congregated at the synagogue.
The synagogue was filled up most of the time.
How often well, you attended whenever you got a chance, you told me. Did you carry on any observances in your home?
And what?
Were you very observant in your home?
Well, sure, and I kind of my mother, sure.
And your father, they kept the they kept
home.
A Jewish home. Carl, did you experience any change in your health due to the climate?
No.
It didn't affect you in any adverse way.
No.
You did say that you couldn't eat the rich food. But that was the only inconvenience that you had. But you finally got used to the good food, huh?
I'm not the most rich.
Where did you go for medical and dental care at that time?
When I worked in the department store, they had a dentist. The first time I went to the dentist's name
in your life? Was that the first time in your life that you went to
the dentist? His name was Dr. Norris.
Dr.
Norris.
Dr. Norris. At the department store.
Right.
And what about a doctor?
His office, private. They fixed my teeth. Very good.
Excuse me a minute, please. Carl, what about a doctor? Where did you go to a doctor?
The only time I went to was the Eye Hospital.
The Eye and Ear Hospital.
Was on Fifth Avenue.
And if you needed medical attention?
I took my tonsils. I didn't need a doctor.
You didn't need a doctor. You felt good.
I don't remember going to the doctor. Yeah. That was years later.
No, I'm just talking about the first 5 years.
No.
You didn't, just when you needed your tonsils out, so you went to the Eye and Ear Hospital.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, Carl, can you remember any, did you belong to any organizations at that time? Nothing. Did you belong to, you or your family belong to organizations that were set up to give charity?
Yeah, Wallina Verein. Wallina.
The Wallina Society.
Verein.
Yeah. Do I understand that that is...
our state of Europe.
From your Lunsman, from...
from our state.
From your state in Europe, the Wallina. Yeah. Yeah. And what did they do?
They collected the money and they gave it to the poor.
Well, who did they collect the money from? Did they give you Pushkies?
No.
No?
I don't know how they rented, but membership, they paid dues.
Oh, you formed a, was this,
society.
Do you remember that, was this during the first 5 years that you were here, or did this happen much later?
It was during the 5 years, I don't know, maybe later.
That they had the society that would get together with all these people and help those that needed help.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people that were able to paid dues and attended meetings.
Yeah.
Then you did have an organization that you attended. Mm-hmm. But you're not sure whether that this was later or during the first 5 years.
No, I don't
remember. You're not sure about that. Did you contribute in any other way to any charities? Do you remember? Did you have Pushkies in your house?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
For charity?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, from the very beginning, when you first came here.
The very beginning. We had a lot of Pushkies.
You had a lot of Pushkies, you put in contributions regularly.
Yeah.
And this was to help people less fortunate.
If we didn't give enough, then the man came to take the Pushkies. We used to give them add-on money.
I see. If you felt that you forgot maybe and there wasn't enough in there, then you made up the difference when the man came to collect it. I see. where did you go to have a good time, Carl? What did young boys do in those days?
I belonged
to... Did you go with friends of the same sex?
Yeah, I belonged to a boys' club.
Where?
In Pittsburgh.
I know. Where?
They made their own club.
It was a social club?
Yeah, SKS.
SKS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean Sportsman Club.
Oh,
K?
You mean C? K?
No, we initially different.
Oh.
KSK.
Clean?
Clean Sportsman Club.
And this was a social club. Did you meet at each one's home, or did you meet in a settlement house, or where did you meet?
Each one's home.
And that was where you spent most of your social time?
Yeah.
Was this with other immigrant boys?
No, all American
All
kids.
American boys?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You mean that they were born American boys?
Born in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Was the club already... formed and they took you in,
no,
or were you one of the founders?
You
were one of the founders. Uh-huh. Did you participate in any sports at this time? Being that it was a sportsmen's club, did you participate in, did you play ball or any sports?
I said, yeah.
Did you attend any sporting events at that time during the first 5 years?
Yeah, I used to go to Fast Spice, the basketball.
You did in the first 5 years that you were here. So you did attend those. Did you attend these with these friends of yours from the club?
No, I don't remember. But yeah, it was.
Did you at that time? Did you know about the YMCA? During those first 5 years, did you hear anything about the YMCA? As an immigrant boy.
YMCA.
Yeah. The Young Men's Christian Association.
No,
you had never heard of that. Were there any other non-Jewish organizations that helped you adjust, or were they all Jewish?
J-
just Jewish, or did you?
Jewish, sure.
Were there any local meeting places like cafes or political parties? Any place in the neighborhood where you, were there any places where all of you could get together and meet, or was it just at people's homes where you met? There were no public meeting places. How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Just met them. I was young. I was getting around. I went to the parties, the girls' parties, and I met them. Met the boys and girls and made friends.
Didn't take you long to adjust, did it? Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people at that time? Or were they all Jewish people that you were friendly with?
That time?
All Jewish.
All Jewish, sure.
All Jewish, uh-huh. Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends, the people that you met during those first 5 years? Have they remained friends through
no.
the years?
No, they scattered.
They all scattered. Did you... outside of your father, did you have any other friends or relatives here in Pittsburgh when you came?
Relatives I had, yeah.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Did you have satyrs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the family?
By all means, yeah.
From the very first, when you first came,
oh, yeah.
Did you were you invited, or did you invite others to your seder?
Well, usually, my father made the seder, invited all his kids.
Well, your children were all at home then.
Yeah.
But did you invite others to the seder also? But
you remember.
You remember
having
the seder from the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
During the first 5 years, did you you couldn't possibly have kept in contact with people in Europe because you were all scattered then at that time. So it wasn't very likely.
No, my mother used to send packages.
To people in this little town where you were
sister.
From? Oh, some of your relatives did remain in that town.
My sister and my father's brothers coming.
Oh, yeah. So there were people back there, and you kept contact with them, and your mother sent packages and letters, and you corresponded with them and kept in touch with them. Are you an American citizen, Carl?
Oh, yes.
I guess you are. How did you acquire your citizenship?
Well, my father got the citizenship papers out.
And you were by virtue of your father's
citizenship? Then they took their own papers out.
I see. When did you first vote?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? You don't even remember? Do you remember what your first political party was? You don't remember that.
It was, wait a minute.
You do?
The first one I voted, I think, maybe it was Roosevelt.
For Roosevelt, during his first term.
Yeah.
That's your first recollection of voting. Were you active in this party? Were you active
no.
in the party? Carl, when did you first meet the person you marry?
When I was 30, I guess. I married old.
You married old. And how did you meet her?
Through my sister-in-law.
Oh. She introduced you to her?
Yeah, she introduced me to her. I'll never forget her.
You say you were about 30 years old. You got married old, huh? What was your marriage date? When did you get married?
This.
What year were you married, Carl?
What?
What year were you married?
1931, wasn't it?
37.
37.
Yeah. Were you married? You were married here in America.
Yeah.
How long had you known each other?